Well, I've got Michael Frederick with him, so there you go. But, Michael, thanks for joining us on ABC Sport. First up, great win, obviously, for the Dockers here at the G.
Yeah, it's always nice to come and play at the G. We haven't played here too often. I think that was my fifth game, but we never take it for granted. But, yeah, always nice to walk off the field with the 4 points here.
Well, you had the laser levelled and ready to go for that goal in the third. You were flying, and I think Ben said you were fleet of foot and ready to go.
Yeah, one of our things was, as one of the forwards playing high up at the stoppage, is to reset as they either probably sit back or they get good roll around. So the main thing was equalising ahead of the ball and try and get involved in transition as well. So I guess that's how, as our forward line coach JD likes to call it, getting a lick of the ice cream.
Well, you certainly did that upstairs. Brett DeLidio and Luke Ball.
Oh, well done, Michael. I think you're becoming a real barometer for the team. We saw you last week have such an impact in that win. And again today, and we were just talking before you jumped on. I mean, it's a young and emerging forward line, isn't it? Great to see Big Tracy get on the end of a few today and Amos as well. You must be pretty excited being part of that forward group.
Yeah, it's always exciting coming into pre-season, working with the new boys and younger guys. But, JT, I got the pleasure of living with him, and he's come a long way in the last 2 years. Like, he's put in a mountain of work, and I guess it's kind of showing this year now, and it's not just kind of happened overnight, but it's pleasing to see. And then even guys like Tommy Emmett getting an opportunity, bringing a lot of pressure. There's times where, as forwards, you can get frustrated not getting involved in offence, but as a forward line, we value how we play without the footy, whether it's pressure and trying to set up and things like that. And I think Cooper, Tommy, myself, Sonny Waltz can bring that to the team. And we've done that on a consistent basis. But obviously the last month at times hasn't gone the way we've wanted it to, but it's nice to get two wins in a row.
Just on JT, I wasn't aware that you live with him. I think I read today that he's really stepped it up in terms of his professionalism with his diet. He looks like he's dropped a few kilos. Is that as a result of what you've been cooking up in the kitchen, Mark? Can you take some credit for that?
I don't think I can take credit for that. His partner, Nikki Miller, she's awesome. She looks after us. I guess she keeps him in good nick. And, so a lot of that has gone a long way, which is good. It's funny, a couple of years ago, JT and I, on one of our travel trips, we got home pretty late and went to Macca's, and JL was actually in the drive-thru. And then there's another time where JG, our forwards coach, was in the seen us drive in there as well after one game. So I don't think we've been back there since. So I guess that's helped.
You've got to know where the coaches live to just avoid those fast food chains nearby. Your role, we love it when you get the footy and we get excited and call you Fast Freddy and you take the game on. It's not always what we see from Fremantle. What instructions do you receive from the coaches about what they want you to do when you get the footy?
The main thing as a high forward line, as smalls, is just to stay connected in defensive transition. And guys like, obviously, Daniel Rioli played forward this week, but he got right up the ground. And more so just seeing those defensive transitions out as smalls. And then if we defend well and turn it over in good spots, we generally get good looks in offence. So I think it's just being honest with our defence, and we get good looks going the other way. I guess it's always nice getting the ball in your hands. Sometimes, obviously, no 2 weeks are ever the same. It's more, I guess, I think the mental side of things as a forward line group, we're pretty connected, and that's one of our goals, wanting to be the most connected group in the AFL. Some weeks it won't go our way, but as long as we're talking to each other and helping each other out and doing it together, you play with a bit of fun, and that's what it felt like out there today and last week.
Well, you make coming to the footy fun. Michael, it's great to watch you play. We love it when you put it under the arm and go for a run. Appreciate your time. Congratulations, and keep JT in order at home.
No worries. Thanks for having me, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
There is Michael
Very
Frederick.
Impressive. Yeah. I haven't heard you speak before. How good was that?
That was excellent. Fantastic. Good yarn. Do you ever get really caught out maybe just going for a drink or having something to eat you shouldn't when the coaches were there?
Well, it's interesting. I wonder who spoke first, or whether JL thought he'd been caught out as well, and they looked at each other at training the next day.
He's a wink and a nod.
Yeah, exactly. I won't say anything if you don't say anything.
That's fantastic. Good on Michael Frederick.
He's
good
a beauty.
Fun here on ABC Sport.